Hey there, everybody. Give me just a second. I'm trying to customize some things here real quick. Tuttles, welcome, welcome. All right,
hey,
I should
hey.
have updated. Hey, Dina Joe, how are you? If you guys want to leave and come back so you're not looking at that picture, you're more than welcome to. I've just updated the background. And
Well, it is a background, isn't it?
What was that?
I said that is your background, isn't it?
It is my background, but unfortunately, it's been a long time since I've gone live, and I did not recall having that up. So, yeah, feel free to exit and come right back, so you're not staring at my rear. And yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get things started. Thank you, Dina Joe. Alrighty. So let's go ahead and we're going to kick it off with a little Bare Naked Ladies, Flat Earth, kind of tie into the show here. And if you guys could, please share the show. I really appreciate you. I literally, before we went live, I verified my account. So actually, can anybody tell? Do I have to type something in the chat? Will it say, if put a little V next to my name? Nope. Oh, yep. Awesome. All right. Hey, Eric. Welcome, welcome. All right. So let me go ahead and get to that song, and then we'll carry on with the show. Here's a little Bare Naked Ladies. This is called Flat Earth.
She's behind.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome, welcome back. Let's see who we've got here. Scooter, you made it. What's up? What's up? So, hope you guys don't have too high expectations for us today, but we're gonna do the best we can. We did take a little sabbatical, you could say. How long has it been since the last time we were live, Tuttles? Was it like August or something like that last year?
Yeah, some like 7 months or so, and we've already had more people show up to this show than we had for our whole last roundabout.
I know, right? And thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and give it a like and a retweet. Thank you for sharing the show. I appreciate it. And by the way, Eric, what is up with you? You've got a really large podcast platform on Twitter that's been retweeting your tweets, something like 130,000 followers, something like that. And you're more than welcome to call. Yes, Podcast Overlord, you're more than welcome to call in if you'd like, Eric. We're pretty much gonna just have a little discussion and then see if we can get people's hearts pumping about this flat earth versus round earth thing, and then have people call in and give their 2 cents. And Wally 777M, how are you? Thanks for joining.
She doesn't trust anybody or anything, so she's a flat earther just because she's just a rebel like that, and I'm a traditional round earth person, so let's get some people up here and try to change our minds and see if we can come up to a conclusion to the solution.
Well, I want to clarify a little bit. I don't want to go full-blown flat earth, but there's definitely things that have me... I mean, of course, we know that we're lied to about everything. Basically, from womb to tomb, we're being lied to about, you know, mechanics of basically how the world works. And it wouldn't really make too much of a deviation from I feel like there's multitudes of things that we're lied to about, and why not it be the shape of the earth? And I'm sure there's a reason behind it, but you know, the whole thing with CGI, the photos that have to be generated by NASA of our marble earth, it just, you know, plus we have the Bible that says that the earth is immovable and fixed and set on its pillars. And, you know, but then again, I can't even really I don't say this with any truth or belief, but who's to say that the Bible's even, you know, truth? So there's all that.
What would their agenda be on your opinion on why they would say a round earth versus the flat earth? Like, what would be their agenda behind it, do you think?
To disprove God, to have us thinking otherwise, so that when we look at the Bible, we just think it's funny. And why would the Bible say that the earth is immovable? And science in, you know, modern day, or since, I don't even remember when, what was it, around 500? I don't remember the year, but, you know, there once was a time when everybody thought that the earth was flat, and then all of a sudden it's round, and I wouldn't be too surprised if that was around the same time that this deep, dark forces started trying to take over humanity.
Well, upon doing a little bit of research, do you know who actually started the Flat Earth Society in modern history?
I do not.
The guy's name is Samuel Robotham. He's from London, England, and he was a school dropout at the ripe age of 9 years old, and in 1849, he founded the Flat Earth Society. Basically, he was a master debater, and he used to debate people. He was going to a debate about what the world is about, and he chose the Flat Earth side. And he got such a crowd uproar on it, he just decided to run with it and started the Flat Earth Society.
And is it Rolly? Am I pronouncing that right? 77MM? She's asking, did he write books?
Yeah, actually,
Melissa.
He did.
Oh, this is Melissa. He was telling me about it. Okay, welcome, welcome. Thank you. He said he did?
Yeah, he did. he wrote books, and he basically started doing like lectures and stuff and getting paid by people to do lectures and all that stuff on his theories on flat earth. I don't know the names of the books. I didn't delve that far into his Wikipedia. I just basically got his name and when it started.
Gotcha. Well, okay, so there's a couple things here in the I'm not a very good multitasker, so I'm not able to read and talk at the same time. I kind of have to look away from the screen in order to make sense of anything that's coming out of my mouth. But going back to Podcast Overlords, thank you, Dina, Joe, and Eric, for that information. That's good to know. And Scooter says, how come the dimensions of space are not round? And I'm wondering if
the planets are round, but the dimensions of space aren't round just because of the way they go with their vacuum. And it depends on the mass of the solar system. Like, I sort of actually know the answer to that, but it's hard to explain it because here's a simplification of it. If you take your washing machine, you know, you do your laundry and you put a towel on one side and a pair of underwear on the other side, and your washing machine shakes across the floor.
Uh-huh.
That's because there's more of a mass on one side versus the other side. So when it's rotating, it's actually oblong.
Okay.
But the planets themselves, anything over 300 feet big in space automatically turns into a ball.
Interesting. Over time, though.
Yes.
I mean,
over time, yeah. Like a lot of these, like, asteroids and stuff that are quite big when they're flying by, they're actually new to the universe because it's something that had collided with something else and broke chunks off, so they're just floating around. But anything over 300 feet basically can, it turns
into. Hi, crazy lady. How are you? Okay, so that's something I didn't know. So anything over 300, what did you say?
I believe it was like 300 feet or something like that. Anything over 300 feet, just over time, the way the vacuum works in outer space, it will actually make things round.
Scooter says you speak of centrifugal force, sir.
You want to come up, Cooter? He's actually quite a smart individual for a smart-ass guy.
Yeah. Lines are open. Anybody wants to call in and voice their concern or curiosity about the topic. Crazy Lady, of course, we're talking about flat earth or ball. And so just a little rundown again. I'm on the fence leaning towards flat earth, and Tuttles is more so a ball guy. So if I could get a show of hands, if just put in flat or ball, crazy lady, welcome. Just put in flat or ball in the chat. I'm curious to see where you guys are on this.
It's
well,
ball.
We all know Cooter loves balls. So.
Crazy lady says ball. Dina Jo says ball. Melissa, where are you at? Ball or flat? Yeah, see if you can get him over here. Bahram's a interesting guy.
I was online with Bahram earlier today. By the time that this show goes live at 10:30 p.m. my time, it's like 2:30 a.m. his time, and he's actually in bed at the moment. Yeah. He said if we do post the recorded audio of it, though, he will listen in.
All right, very good. That works.
Rolly's guessing flat.
Nice. Sleeping, all right. Well, oh, you know who I forgot to get in here was BP. Let me see if I can share this with him. How do I? Anyways, okay.
See, I say it's round because I've been up in a Concorde way back in the day, and I've seen the curvature of the Earth.
Oh, really?
You know, there's a curvature. My brother, now he's done what do they call them? Helo jumps. Or halo jump when they're like up in the like really up high in the upper atmosphere, and they have to wear gas masks, like, you know, like oxygen masks and stuff, and they jump from perfectly good, you know, airplane. And he said he's seen the he's seen the curvature of the earth. He's like he said it was beautiful up there. So, you know.
But what the flat earth people say, that that's some light refraction, they call it, I believe, which makes it appear to be a curve.
An invisible dome? No.
Yeah. Like, that's their whole theory, though. It's like a big,
because if it was flat, okay, check it out. If it was flat, we would be like, okay, like with some of our telescopes, we would be able to see, you know, we'd be able to just like to rise up a little bit, you know, cover, you know, whatever, and we would be able to see, you know, Japan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole thing, right?
Straight up, we should be able to like stand at the edge of an ocean, and whatever lands on the other side of the ocean, if it was flat, we should be able to see that land.
Yeah,
with a telescope.
But the flat earthers, they have this math that says for every mile there should be an 8-inch drop.
Yes, and why do? So I posed this question to my coworker today. I told him, I was like, hey, up this podcast. And he's like, what's the topic? I told him, he's like, it's so rounded. I was like, okay, well, explain why a gyroscope on a on an airplane is based off of a level surface. And welcome, BP. And thanks for joining us. Why is it that an airplane, the nose of an airplane, does not need to constantly point downwards as a very minimal degree to compensate for the curvature? And he said, well, gravity. And I'm like, Jesus, okay. It's a circle, not a ball. Is that what you're saying, Scooter? Okay, yes. Yeah, so I was speaking of ancient maps, Melissa. Thanks for bringing that up. There is a flat earth map from 1587, and it's, you know, I'm not sure exactly what to say. Composite of the first ring of four sheets around the North Pole, a second ring of eight sheets, and a third ring of 12 sheets. Not exactly sure. I'm just kind of reading off here. But there's many, many maps that's, let's see, I should be able to post pictures here in the chat, right? Let's see if I can do this. Oh, snap, I can. Okay.
She's smarter than the average bear.
There we go. So, if you see that photo there, again, that's an antique map. Crazy lady, if you took yourself just for a bit for me, you've got a lot of feedback there.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, love. No worries. Okay, and then also, if you look at the, what is it, the UN map? Or the logo. Here, I've got another little picture here I'll put up in the chat. I just find it very interesting. It's almost like the United Nations flag or their emblem. It's almost like they're mocking the flat earthers. There just seems to be somewhat of a similarity. I mean, if you, on a ball, you're not going to technically be seeing the continents of, you know what I mean? It's just too close. It's just, hey, Jester, what's going on? Good to see you.
You know, I've never actually looked at that UN symbol before.
Yeah, so there's obvious similarities, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to make a little side-by-side. Back in the chat. You guys see. This is very close.
See, what round Earth people's problems are with the flat Earth model maps like that is that if you look at that map.
Real quick, you guys, you do have to tap on the photo for it to enlarge for you to see the full, the full image. Okay, go ahead.
You can't actually get a scale. You can't do a scale map version of a flat Earth. Like, every little area is just off scale versus like how it is in the real world. That's one of the problems with the flat Earth map like that, is you can't actually get a true scale off of it.
Hey, Jester.
Well, with recent imaging of our satellites, we've discovered that pretty much all of our maps have been like, are like way off anyway.
Yeah,
you know, like
true.
In,
yeah.
You know, I mean, because I remember, I have an old map. Cuba, when I was a kid, I remember, see, you know, I remember the island of Cuba being off the Florida. Dude, it was like off toward the side. It wasn't like right up next to it and like almost all in the Gulf.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm just saying hi to Solid Blue Sister, but I don't see her. Welcome, Pine.
Yeah, I welcomed her in on the chat. I didn't verbally do it, but I said that she can call in if she wants to join in with the conversation. She's always got something smart to say.
Absolutely. Anybody that wants to come in and chime in on the topic, more than welcome again.
Yeah, all you do is hit that little circle with the little green phone in it, and it'll call up to her, and then she can hop accept the call. And
welcome, Pine. How you doing today?
Hey, I actually just got, but I just fell off the earth a few hours ago.
Did you? Where did you find yourself after you fell?
On a turtle.
Oh my god, that is awesome. What was the turtle's name? Was it Crush?
Atlas. He saved my ass. I had to climb back up.
Okay.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Flat Earth.
You're right on cue.
No, you're on cue. You're on cue. You are cute.
Yes. So yeah.
Thanks for welcoming.
We Tuttles and I, just a little backstory for Pine. Tuttles and I used to do a show called Tark Hard, like third quarter last year. And things went awry. We were just chatting in someone else's group or someone else's show not too long ago, and I think it was Lingalonga who said the earth is flat, bro. And then that kind of spurred something in Tuttles, because we had just said, oh, we miss doing shows together and yada yada. So Tuttles was like, let's do Flat Earth. You know, Flat
Earth. Yeah, it just sort of happened.
Yep. And then here we are. So, yeah.
Never a dull conversation.
Yeah, no. And you have anything to chime in on? Obviously, with your puns, you're a ball guy. So,
Yeah, I'm a spherical type. I did the test, the personality test, and yeah, I checked out as spherical.
Okay.
Yeah, I do love hearing, this is one of the most captivating, I wouldn't call it an argument or a debate.
Theology.
I'd call it a captivating, observation.
Yeah.
To hear opposing views. Everyone, you know, like opinions are opinions, facts are opinions held by a majority, so like you know, like we could all be proven wrong, but I think that I think I'm a ball guy.
All right. And are you, so I don't want to get religious or into faith or anything like that, but are you,
okay, one sec, Jesus, get out of here, man.
Are you a Bible believer or reader, or are you, is it something you've never picked up, or?
I'm a Bible reader.
And
I'm not a Christian. I was baptized a Christian, of my own choice, not like being an infant who gets baptized like right after their circumcision, same day, just separate appointment. I've, like, my dad and mom, I guess, decided not to do either. I know it's not a penis talk, but now y'all know. But yeah, like I decided to get baptized when I was in grade, like before first communion, so grade two, I think, 7, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I chose so is not because I saw Mary in a field. It's because I wanted to fit in with my class, who was all baptized. And it's a cool story to tell that that's how it was. Like, I was like, I decided to be baptized. I was the only one who decided. That's just because I was the only one left unbaptized. None of the other kids in my class had a choice. Obviously, they're like babies, right? And I actually had such a social angst of not being involved that I decided to go get baptized. Okay. Didn't leave a burn on my skull, no. Like, you know, it's kind of like a, well, it's a bit different, but it's kind of like in a way like getting vaccinated. Like, once you're vaccinated, how you gonna get unvaccinated?
Right. Yeah, that's very tricky. Okay, so to kind of get me back to where I was going, the reason I asked you that was leading into what is your take on, or do you know what it is in the Bible that states the form or the shape of the earth? Are you familiar with what it says in there?
I'm actually not. I couldn't pull a reference out of my head about its talking about its shape. I do know that you could even just go as early as Genesis to get off of the heliocentric model. You know, the heavens and the earth, and the speak of God's creation would not lead you to be heliocentric. So the heliocentric being the view of the universe revolving around the earth, or our, you know, our galaxy revolving around the earth. And it's pretty pretty clear from the beginning that that is not the case.
What do you believe the firmament to be? You know, how the firmament is separating the waters above from the waters below.
Yeah, the dome theory,
Right. So do you think we're just a ball with a bubble outside of us that's impenetrable, and except for maybe by very large things, but also
sunlight. It's definitely not impenetrable. That's for sure. It's like my dinosaur friends would refute.
Right.
But you could think like it's definitely when you look up, you could see that your perspective, like the personal viewpoint, I've spoken actually about this with a member who's all these chats quite often. I won't mention her name, but she has some good arguments for it, regarding that, the firmament. And if you were to think of a good rebuttal for it, would be an easy rebuttal for it would be astronauts, and their statements. Because we also have a huge vessel that is going literally circling the Earth. I think it's if I'm not mistaken, I have to look that one up. But yeah, you know what I mean. The ISS is circling the Earth.
That's not really saying very much when you consider that the Moon is in the Earth's outer atmosphere. So I mean, when people think the Moon is in space, well, you consider outer space is still beyond the Moon. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no. One thing that I ask for people when they talk about the firmament or any type of flat Earth theory is what their opinion is on every other planet in our solar system, as well as all the stars. Obviously, the stars are harder because we can only go off of a Hubble, right? We can only go off of a satellite. Photography the outer solar system, but
not really satellite photography, it's satellite put together imagery,
CGI imagery, exactly. And then you also have, you know, so if that's what you want to believe in the science, I'm using air quotes for science, and NASA, which we know lies to us with their $1 trillion a year budget, anyways, we have the Bible, which, if you know, some people want to believe in that, which states that the firmament has in it a fixed light to rule the night and a light to rule the day, and the stars that are fixed up in the firmament as well. And, you know, you kind of look up at the stars every night, you see everything in its same place. How is that possible if we're hurling through space at, what, 660,000 miles, you know, chasing the sun? So it's just really questionable to me how we can have a sky above us that basically rotates, rather than having, you know, if we're hurling through the sky at some crazy odd speed, then you think we would be seeing something different in our skies every night, but it's not what we're seeing.
An easy question to that would be like, why are the stars different in the southern hemisphere? Like the entire sky is different. If you go south, like, it's not the same stars. It's, so like, are these people like, is there some sort of, if the Earth's flat, there's like some sort of central gravitation inside of this flat model that is holding people below us? Because that would disprove the firmament, because the firmament, like, model is like a deep, like you said, right? Like the water above and the water below, like a deep sea. And there's not obviously where civilization would be. We'd all be on the flat top part of it. So why would the stars look different from the southern hemisphere as they would from the northern hemisphere? And it's a completely different constellation down there.
Yeah.
Here's a random weird question. If the Earth is flat, what the fuck's on the other side of us?
Yeah, well, a turtle.
A couple. Turtle, right.
A bunch of turtles.
Yeah, a turtle with any, Danny Trejo's head on it, or?
Yeah, or, I mean, like, yeah, like, as if you look at Atlas, like, Greek, like, god, he was, you know, he held the Earth up on his back. So, even then, back then, it was, before, Galileo tried to say that we're not a heliocentric, but then the Catholic Church threw him in jail, like, let him rot there. But Isaac Newton, I guess, would have been the first one to actually bring enough convincing evidence for us to move away from that theory. But yeah, and there's plenty of questions. Where do you guys stand? Are you neutral for the show, or are you, what's up?
Well, pretty much I'm pretty stuck on the round Earth, and she's a person who questions everything we've always been told.
Yeah.
And so she's leaning towards the flat side.
Yeah. Just because I don't want to disagree with what I'm told. I want to also use my senses, which are confused. So hence I'm on the fence. And that is Atlas there for you, which, of course, it's depicting him holding a ball.
This whole new picture thing that we can put pics up on our chat there, that's kind of a cool thing, eh?
It's very cool, but it can also lead to devilish things, so we'll try and keep it light.
Pics are never happened.
I know, right?
I agree. I like your stance on, not taking what, like, not just taking what you're told is true, right? And that's how it should be for everything, definitely. And you can even, like, quote one of my favorite speakers, Sadhguru, who's a yogi. So, I don't know what he thinks about if the Earth's flat or not. I don't even know if he's thought about it or if he cares, but says, like, with every conclusion you make, like, a piece of you dies. You're dying in installments with every time you come up with a conclusion. Every time you decide something's true and that something else is not, there's like a whole world of possibility that is gone. So it's almost like not being conclusive on either the case. I don't know who brought it up, though. I don't know who, like, the first person to bring it up. That's a good question that I'm unaware of. I've never learned to actually first mention that theory of the flat Earth, but it's definitely grown. There's a huge community of people who
are you talking about Mark Sargent? Are you talking about Mark Sargent?
I'm not sure. Actually, like, I have zero knowledge about who proposed it.
Oh, initially. Oh, never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
No idea.
Mark Sargent's the modern guy who's, like, the head of the Flat Earth Society. He's, like, the guy that's in that, what's that, Beyond the Curve documentary. And he's got all the followers on Instagram and stuff like that.
Yeah, they say he's full of shit or whatever. But I used to watch his stuff. And now I'll go back and look, and he's just corny as heck. So
he is corny as heck. I reached out to him to try to get him to come on the show because I have had personal communications with him in the past as a guest on another podcast I was on, but he totally ignored me this time around. So fuck Mark Sargent.
Right.
That'd be cool to have him on. I actually got to speak with Chris Wilson last night for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a very good conversation. It was 6 hours we talked.
Wow.
Yeah, and very knowledgeable guy. Mm-hmm. We finished off actually with the flat earth thing, so like we're coming to the end of our wakefulness, but so like we didn't get into depth, but definitely a knowledgeable guy. It'd be cool to talk to someone like at the forefront of the flat earth society, that's for sure. I did find out about the origin of the flat earth idea. I had to look it up. And it was actually Aristotle who essentially debunked it. And obviously people were listening to him back then. This was between 384 BC to 322 BC. He noticed and came up with the conjecture that Earth is a sphere when he traveled from Greece to Egypt and saw the constellations of stars that were different. So it's funny how we were talking about that. And then I guess with a mind like his, he like was able to figure out that like this must not be flat.
Well, at the beginning of the show, I was mentioning who came up with invented the modern Flat Earth Society, and his name was Samuel Rowbotham from London, England. And
welcome,
he invented the Flat Earth Society in 1849.
Welcome, F1 Grid. All right, so while you guys were looking at that, sorry for the occasional dog barking. I got kids going in and out of the house. Okay, so I found a little article here, and its headline is, well, not headline, but its title is Early Ideas About the Shape of the Earth. And it's maybe taking me 2 minutes to read, so it won't take me very long. The ancients had many novel ideas about the shape of the earth. The Babylonians thought the earth was hollow to provide space for their underworld. The Egyptians thought the earth was square, with four corners, mountains at the edges supporting the vault of the sky. Aristotle argued for a spherical earth for many reasons. One, the gradual disappearance of ships over the horizon, comma, the tops of the sails disappearing last. Why I said comma, I don't know. Sorry about that. Two, the shape of the curved shadow of the earth on the moon during eclipses. Three, the variation of the sun's elevation and latitude. This was the basis of Eratosthenes' measurements. Number four, the variation of a star's elevation with latitude. The fact that one sees new stars as one moves north or south on the Earth's surface. Five, matter tends to form into drops or globs. The Earth, in forming from chaotic matter, did the same. Six, proof by elephants. When one travels west from Greece, one finds elephants. And this is an African elephants. When one travels east, one finds elephants in Asia. Not realizing that these elephants are different kinds, he thought that one was traveling to the same lands by going in opposite directions. It goes on about the Bible, Genesis and Revelations. While the Bible nowhere states categorically that the earth is flat, numerous Old Testament verses clearly show that the ancient Hebrews were flat earthers. This comes through more clearly in modern translations such as the New English Bible, but it's clear enough in the King James Version. The Genesis creation story says the earth is covered by a vault, the firmament, and that the celestial bodies move inside the vault. And this is seen in Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 6 through 8, and 1, verse 17. I'll just finish off with note that even in the KJV version, while there are waters above the firmament, the celestial bodies are in it. This makes no sense unless one assumes that the earth is essentially flat. I could go on if you guys would like me to.
Continue, yeah. Finish the article.
Okay. That the Hebrews considered the sun and moon to be small bodies near the earth is clear from Joshua 10:12, which gives specific localities in which they stood still. Isaiah 40 verse 20 says that God sits throned on the vaulted roof of earth, whose inhabitants are like grasshoppers. In the book of Job, Eliphaz, E-L-I-P-H-A-Z, the Temanite, says God walks to and fro on the vault of heaven. The New King James Version translates translators cropped out the last two verses, but in both cases, the implications are clear. That the flat earth was considered essentially flat is clear from Daniel, who said, I saw a tree of great height at the center of the earth. The tree grew and became strong, reaching with its tops to the sky and visible to the earth's farthest bounds. And this is in Daniel 4, verse 10 and 11. Only a flat earth could one see a tree reaching the sky to a dome, perhaps. I'm adding that, it doesn't say that. But the earth's farthest bounds, I mean, I don't know. Little pause, anybody trying to add anything?
I'm just waiting for you to finish. I got some comments.
Go ahead.
Every time we talk about a dome, I keep thinking of the Simpsons movie.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my first thought from that was Aristotle, definitely this guy ahead of his time, like by a long shot. Don't know what happened to him, like if it was some sort of a mutation or what have you, but that guy was a genius in his thinking, especially back then, right? But the next thing is the amount of biblical references, like I could tell the bias of the article. Nothing wrong with biblical reference, but when it comes to things of tangibility, like where's the tree? Like where's the tree now? I don't see a tree that like goes that high. When I look at something that's really tall and like I move further away from it, it disappears. Same as like Aristotle said about the ship sail. Joshua, there's a lot of good things in that book, but there's also a lot of prophetic things, and God standing on the vault of earth could easily be metaphorical for any other planet. Like if there are civilization on any other planet, God would stand on the vault of like the entire universe. So like that's just an easy statement that we can still say even now. It doesn't mean like indicate the geometrical like shape of the earth, but the amount of references towards biblical verses like would make me assume that that article is written by someone who believes in the flat earth theory. That would be my comments, but they had no good article nonetheless.
Anybody else?
Well said. I'm still formulating my thoughts. What's up, Cubella? I just gotta say, man, everybody that's listening in right now, guys gotta appreciate this shit, man. Like, I've been sadly fucking scrolling Twitter all day, and the vocab right now, I'm really loving. Thank you, guys. And I'm still trying to formulate my thoughts, so I'm going to stay quiet.
All right. So, I guess give me a yay or nay if you guys want me to continue reading.
We'd only plan to go about an hour because it's already 11:16 where Tuttles is at. It's only 8:16 my time. But
well, you're not at Nighthawk Tuttles?
So 11:16 here. Yeah, you remember you're only a couple hours from me in Ontario, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, that's sorry, I just keep looking at Tears' profile pic.
I know, this is kind of hypnotizing.
Yes. Mesmerize. King James, all that shit. All
right. Well, in regards to Pine, I know you said it, basically what you're boiling down to with the article is that it seems biased. But I mean, it starts out pretty, you know, neutral, speaking about that the victims that basically everybody had different views.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think that that article that you read like was an argument towards either side.
Right. Okay.
Just the kind presentation of such reference would be like, it would make me assume that it would be biased, but not like they weren't arguing either way. So like it was a good article for sure.
Okay. It sounded like somebody was trying to say something.
Might have been my ice machine. Oh. I don't know why I have it right next to my computer, but it makes a lot of noise.
All right. So, a digression on measurements. I kind of scrolled down a little bit. I'm not really sure. I just kind of skimmed through this. Let me see if this is even worth getting into. In the last decades of the 19th century, diverse models of the earth and heavens were actively promoted. Isaac Newton Vail proposed an annular theory to account for the formation of the earth and the planets, but assumed a convex earth. The Gillespan, Gillespan theory, put the Earth and Sun in fixed positions, allowing the Earth to rotate. A conic theory, modeling the shape of the Earth as something like a cone, is based being at the North Pole region and its apex at the South Pole. Let's see, there was even a small publication titled The Square World, promoting an Earth shaped as an inverted soup bowl, the northern hemisphere being about as we know it, but the southern hemisphere flaring out to a larger rim. It's a mystery why the author described it as square, but it has something to do with the biblical reference to the four corners of the earth. See, that's just somebody taking belief and theory and like molding them. Yeah, how are you gonna square?
Yeah, but isn't it kind of, I mean, everything is kind of biblical no matter what way you look at it. It's a story.
Yes, yes, exactly. And how do we even know that when he talks in the Bible, you know, there's so many, you know, I speak to you in parables, for you do not see, you know, you have ears, but you do not hear, you have eyes, but you do not see, and you do not understand, you know, basically, how are we to know that the statement that the earth has, you know, at its four corners, immovable, blah, blah, blah. How do we know that that's not an analogy for something else? So again, I question.
Yeah, but even the fact of, all right, the people in the Bible,
Sean,
they didn't know that they were in a Bible to begin with when they're making those statements. This is regular earth, regular people. Now I'm just saying, like, we're looking at it and where a lot of people end up kind of just like looking at it as, all right, this is what's happening and stuff, as opposed to, no, this happened millennia ago and stuff. Like, where were those people at? Where, what were they thinking and shit? So,
they weren't like,
I'm in a Bible. It's the same thing as like, oh shit, I'm going to be in a history book one day or something. Like, nobody thinks that way going into it.
If you survive and you don't get killed, and that's what it boils down to. Like, not to mention that hundreds of translations of the Bible's gone through to like the New King James. But, through like different languages, like from Hebraic to Latin to, you know, like
yeah, and a lot of shit gets English, a lot of stuff gets lost in that too.
Exactly, like, and it's also
each time you break it down, something is getting lost.
And history can only be recorded by the people who win, right? Like the victor. So like the all these people, oh, whose yeah. stories they had, like who were annihilated or like genocide or like all these things, who could have been recording history, right, from their point of view, that gone, like we don't have that history. So we only, like, history is recorded by the victor, so we don't, we can only, it's all like going off of a biased, extremely, big game of telephone. So, yeah, like this, nonetheless, like, there's obviously, like a hermetic view of the Bible is, that there is a truth, like the, and the truth spreads throughout each religion. So that's the hermetic view of it. But that's the kind of like where I would place myself in that viewpoint. Like there was words said to someone by a creator. And over time, over millennia, like those words got displaced or placed intentionally. And all these religions stem from it. And nonetheless, like people focus on the things that like we're speaking of even now, right? When the main lessons are not the physical, right? Like they're the metaphysical, how we should behave as human beings. And that's like the most important thing about religion. That's the only reason that a religion should have a place. It's the only reason why the Catholic Church, if anyone were to ever argue that they deserve the tens of billions of dollars that they take in annually, like it would be because they're making people better people, and ultimately the world a better place.
Yeah, man, I don't I'm not trying to sound like a heathen or something, like I don't believe in religion. I think it's the same thing on both aspects, so it's all about belief. Like whether you believe in religion or whether you believe in science, you're suspending belief for that moment to say, what if? So I don't know. That's the way I don't look at that article as being like biased and stuff, just because I see both angles of it. But yeah, man, all that stuff is crazy. I'm sorry.
And take 1 second to welcome Savage. Sounds like Pine has invited her. Welcome, love. I don't think you and I have been acquainted before.
Hello.
Hi.
This is actually the girl I was speaking of. I said I won't mention her name. This is her.
Okay.
What'd you say about me?
Very intellectual, very smart all lady here things. On Podbean. She frequents a few shows that I frequent as well, and she's always got something smart to say.
All right.
Yeah, very, very good person.
Well, thanks for inviting me on.
Yes, no, of course. So, I've kind of gone and paneled. We can do this again. We've got a good amount more people here. If you've done it already, don't bother. But if you want to play along, that would be cool. Go ahead and type in the chat what your belief is, ball or flat. And I'm gonna go ahead and say flat-ish because again I'm on the fence. And tree. Love it. Love it. All right. So now that you've said that, I want you to elaborate for me if you could, Sava.
Okay. So, well, it, at least Earth or our home was a tree and now it's leveled out and we are in a puddle basically on a stump.
So let me ask you real quick, has it been leveled out naturally from spinning and gravity pulling it outward, or is it been lopped off at the top by some force? Any idea there?
It's been excavated by by the Hidden Hand.
Okay.
The puppet masters. Okay. But we did, we aided in the excavation. So if you look at mountains and look at them again, they are tree stumps.
I gotcha.
You can tell. They have all the characteristics. Huh?
I'm going to go ahead and post those pictures. I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so we are not a spinning ball. We're definitely stationary, and everything, all the lights, our stars, sun, moon, whatever they are moving around us.
Okay.
And there's just, I don't even know where to start. There's so many points that I could make, but I guess I'll allow other people to ask questions or something.
No, you can have at it for a minute.
Though, yeah, no, absolutely.
Not at all.
Yes.
It's an open forum.
Like I said, it's kind of hard to like figure out where to start. Like I have to. So there's trees all over the planet. It seems to be like, you know, a thing, right? And so I understand that all life is like a copy of itself. It's kind of like the existential blueprint is that of a fractal. Are you guys familiar with a fractal? What fractals are?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, for anybody who doesn't know, a fractal is an image created by a mathematical equation that creates a pattern of a pattern of a pattern of a pattern of patterns of itself within itself, and they're pretty cool looking. If you guys Google fractals, you'll see what I mean. And sorry, I'm trying to multitask right now. Let me take the chicken out of the oven. And then I'll come back. Okay. Sorry.
All right. No, you're fine. Absolutely. No, we kind of put you on the spot there. So, if you guys are taking a look at those pictures there, you kind of
picture.
See what we're talking about there.
You know, since that's been mentioned, I'm actually relating these pictures to exactly that theory. That's pretty fucking nuts. It takes a lot for my brain to change.
With a Joshua bit, tree?
Or not. But just that. Holy shit, I've never looked at it like that before.
That's a big tree trunk.
Exactly, but think about our, like you said, our ancient dinosaur friends.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And so those are the second picture you sent.
That one in the middle looks like a volcano.
Yeah, that one in the, yeah, the second picture you sent, that thing is I mean, it looks like a tree trunk, but where is that?
That I don't know, friend.
Is there a reference on that picture? Like, I've never seen that before. It's very, really cool.
What I just did
it looks like the first tree on Earth or some shit.
I literally typed tree stump versus mountains and clicked on images. You guys can do the same.
That shit looks like there's a waterfall, like, cut in the middle there. See that little slit there in the middle of the...
Damn, the clouds make it look like Super Mario Brothers. I'm sorry. I'm zoning out right now. Yeah.
Very interesting stuff. And the amount of oxygen that we used to have on this planet before humans started depleting it with our machines and engines and such, I could believe that we might have had trees that could grow that large. I mean, who fucking knows?
So those are silicon-based trees, and the reason why they were excavated was so that they could harvest the quartz and silicon, which we are using in our technology today. And so nature tends to complement itself, and the trees that are around today are carbon based, as are we. And so the planet or whatever this is adapts, and trees actually take carbon monoxide or dioxide, I can't remember, I always forget, and then they take it and then they make oxygen. So I don't believe in the whole climate change debacle. I think that that's just a big false flag, if you will.
Just another distraction.
It's another that's way right. to tax us with carbon taxes.
You know, the reason why I don't trust anybody who is in the government today is because we are not driving around in hydro-powered cars, which we should be. We could be, but we're not. Instead, they're trying to make us all drive Teslas, and Teslas use lithium in their batteries, and there's actually I heard that there's slave labor and child slave labor used to get these resources to make them.
Can I ask Sava an off-topic question? Like, I know we're doing the whole flat Earth thing, but I have an off-topic question.
We don't have to.
And she doesn't have to be the only one to field the answer, but here's the question. When does a person say, like, us become them? Like, at what point, like, if I decide to run for mayor of my city, which I've actually people are trying to talk me into doing, at what point do you go from being us to them, or would that just be a whole nother show?
When you lose yourself and you start going by what other people suggest and not go forward with your initial motivations and the reason that you are running for office, I would say that's when you become them. Sorry, that wasn't
I agree.
Me, though.
Do you think there's official indoctrination to becoming like a them, or...
Do
you think that a person could actually maintain being an us?
What's up? Sorry. What's the them?
Them is like...
The reptilians?
Anybody that's not you.
Not specific reptilians.
Whatever your beliefs are and stuff.
When you come from being like me, wanting to like honestly be the mayor of my city to prevent all these forests from getting knocked down and turning them into fucking condominiums, to all of a sudden being one of these guys that are on the other side of the fence, like... the heads of states and stuff like that. Like, when does a person go from being a person like us to one of them? Like,
you smoke crack.
Oh God,
you got to join the club.
Yeah, you got to be like Doug Ford.
Blood
join the Illuminati. Yeah, and I'm not joking.
Ask your blood.
No, sadly, I was joking with my Canadian friend.
Sadly, it involves what you would be willing to do for whatever the amount. So any person that's going to automatically think, like, you know what, I would do anything to get this one thing, that's a very easy way to become a them, as opposed to somebody that's just sticking by their beliefs, thinking by their thought systems or whatever. So yeah, like, I don't know. It varies on whoever the person is. It's based on whatever your character is.
Them would have to be, it'd be considered conformity. It's like, being like conforming to
okay, I was checking.
And being an individual, like how difficult is that?
I was gonna go pee. I wasn't sure if you're in there or not.
Conform, especially in our society. It's impossible.
Tough, but I've been playing the same note since I was a kid, man.
Yeah, it's definitely like you know, like, and there's some people who are. In at least one way or another, like you have to conform regardless, like no matter what. Like, for example, paying taxes, like that's just an example. Like
or you could break it down simpler than that, man. Break it down as simple as you agreeing to whatever program you might download or whatever. There's always an agreement. Like, do you agree to all these terms? How many of us actually read it? So it could be boiled down to that simple of a kind of a trade-off.
I do.
I think all of us do. Like, for the most part, that pretty much is a symbolism for everybody is willing to conform. Like, there's what's the right word? There's kind of like a comfort level that a lot of people don't want to just like give up.
So just in general, do you think if anybody's handed that silver platter, they would just automatically become of them?
No. It depends on the person. Like, you're not gonna... I don't know, man. There's people all around history where they didn't fall for that little gimmick or whatever, or just decide to give in or whatever, and they kind of held true to their beliefs. It's rare. Like, I honestly, like, how many people can you name, like, in the span of your lifetime that are like that? I'm not talking about all history, just in our lifetime alone.
Who are like what? Like, revolting?
Not so much revolting, but not willing to bend into anything. Like, I mean,
pretty much the closest.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for the most part, a lot of people do, but not everybody.
I guess all the non-vaccinated people. They must be of the free mind. Non-conformists.
That would be me.
Oh, yeah? You and Saba will enjoy each other. You'll enjoy talking.
We probably will. I'm very intrigued.
I'll admit, I had to go on a vacation. I got fucking vaccinated. I got it done twice.
It's okay. We forgive you. Just don't do it again.
There's no. I'm not like
went down to Dominican. They ripped me off a bunch of times.
Okay, so, do you guys know who the Illuminati are?
Yes, I'm very, 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 very familiar, and I can't get into why.
Anybody else?
Yes.
I'll let Tears take this one.
Okay. All right, so...
What's a Nubian? They,
sorry?
No, I think I'm joking. Go ahead. No, I'm fucking with you. Yeah, I know who the Illuminati is.
So, you guys understand how they operate, right?
Behind the scenes, behind the curtain, yeah.
With flashlights.
Well, they're basically corrupt and they're like a mob, kind of, because they watch out for each other and they screw other people over who are not part of their organization in order to get ahead and to, you know, get the upper hand on the field. I imagine everybody who makes it in politics or, you know, similar gigs have to be at some level part of the Illuminati at this point in time. So they're not to be trusted.
Now, would you just say Illuminati, or could they be a Freemason?
Or, well, I mean, is it only politics, or is it everything?
The Illuminati, I mean, it's kind of like a branch, if you will.
It was one of the elite, many layers the elite from the Freemasons, and they started their own offshoot of a Freemason, the Illuminati. They were the ones who were the enlightened original 18.
And in all actuality, they're kind of following the same rules. It's just with different individual agendas, basically.
They're most likely all Freemasons.
I personally believe it's a terrible term to describe a real organization. I don't think they go by Illuminati. I think it's been taken through history and twisted.
How would you?
The New World Order. I'd prefer that. Like, I like that. That's good. Well, but the Illuminati was like
Mafia.
Yeah, the Mafia is cool too. Like the Illuminati, like they were, they were the Catholic Church was persecuting everyone who. Tried to practice in the sciences, right? And like the Illuminati started underground because of that reason. Like they were trying to hide from being murdered by the Crusaders, like by the Catholic Church. The Illuminati being the enlightened ones or the bringers of light, the bearers of light, very closely tied to actually the name Lucifer, which is the bearer of light. Which I guess, yeah, okay, that could definitely support the evil. Aspect, but I think I don't know. I would say that I think there is definitely some sort of a secret sect that pulls strings for sure, and you can see a lot of Evan being better. But Illuminati is a really nice word, and it used to mean something really good. It was trying to bring truth to the world under malevolent rule. So I like the word. I don't think it should be tainted, but. Unfortunately, every time we see a freaking triangle, or anyone making one with their hands, we go back to the evil. There's nothing that one person can change that.
And we assimilate that to the group that they belong to. Like you said, either the triangle or covering one eye, they're all representing one group of people, which is
you know, in some circumstances, it's just the elitist. It's the celebrity elitists or the political elitists that are usually participating in these hand gestures.
Well, I'm going to bring it all back around, though. So then what benefit is it to all these intersect, like, secret societies and stuff to be lying about the Earth being round versus flat?
To hide. In my simplest explanation, and I'll just go first, is to hide God. It's to put a falsehood on the Bible so that we are to look at what is said in the Bible to be opposite of reality.
Okay, yeah. We started touching the base about that a little bit more, but we got a lot more people on right now. That's why I was revisiting that question, because there's a lot more opinions on, possible opinions on it, on the people on the panel right now. And we got a dude, Sean, on the panel now, too, as well. Hello, Sean.
He's been quiet.
I think the Illuminati means to keep us all in the dark.
As I am.
What's up, everybody?
Hey there. Go ahead, Sava. What was that?
Shadows, twos.
I said, I think the Illuminati tries to keep all of us in the dark.
Yes.
Like, because you know how, like, a lot of satanic shit is, like, backwards or upside down, you know?
Yes. And their reason for that is just to keep us stupid, dumb, not knowing what is what, and they get a kick out of that, or exactly. It gives them power over us, simply no truth.
Gives them power, yeah.
I guess,
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just realized that this, Eric here is, I got to hear him talk on, the Joe, Antonio show. He was a good talker. Yeah, when I'm feeling like a little bit of schizophrenia, I'll smoke some cannabis the odd time, but,
So I got a question.
I'm almost done.
So, like, for the Illuminati groups and, like, the Freemasons and whatnot, do you think, like, there could be, like, a counter group?
You need something, eat the pizza.
Like, the opposite of them? That was,
the
like, you know.
The Knights of Columbus.
You're talking about the X-Men?
The Knights of Columbus. But what's really going on with the Knights of Columbus is a lot more secretive than a lot of people actually know.
Yeah, they're called conspiracy theorists.
Is that another, like, is that topic worthy for another episode? Or is there enough material there on that one?
The Knights of Columbus and my research on that goes so deep, I would be afraid to talk about it.
Okay. Well,
that'll get into some hardcore religious... truce, especially regarding Catholic Church.
And just to let you guys know, before we get too deep into anything else, we're going to run about another 15 to 20 minutes tops before I got to call it a night so Tuttles can get his beauty sleep. But what was that?
Yeah, 6 a.m. comes quickly with 7 kids screaming for breakfast.
Yeah, most definitely. Sava, you wanted to say something? I think that was you.
Yeah, thanks. So the only crazy lady asked who's the counter to the Illuminati, and they're called conspiracy theorists.
Okay, which nowadays are, well, I mean, depending on who
very
you
cool.
are.
They're very cool.
Exactly. Depending on who you are and the information that you receive from these so-called conspiracy theorists, their theories are becoming less and less conspiracy if it's in regards to, yes, go ahead.
Sorry, I was like, yeah, but they're also they'd have to be supporters of the Illuminati as well, because, like, without them, no one would be thinking about that, the Illuminati.
Supporters in the idea, not the mentality.
So, like, they're fighting the concept that is theirs.
So they're like Twitter.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Backing up just a little bit. Eric, I'm not sure I'm asking your or understanding your question. Conspiracy realist. Got you. Yes, I do agree. Understood.
Well, see, being 46, and I've been through a lot of the phases and stuff like that, too. Like,
have a good one, crazy lady. Sorry. Go ahead, Tuttle.
That's just the current trend for, like,
don't call her that.
People that are sort of, you know, free thinkers and people who sort of, like, aren't fucking clueless moron robots. And there's just sort of a general term, I think. I don't know. But it's just the sort of new catchphrases, conspiracy theorists.
Well, there's also free thinkers or something along those lines, right?
Yeah, you just got to be careful not to be trapped into a mold because everybody's individual, right? Like, right. It's cool to talk conspiracies, and I've been there, done that for many, many, many moons, and you just got to be careful not to get, like...
Rabbit holes look pretty.
Well, I mean, what are we doing today? That's what we're doing today, basically. I mean, Flat Earth is a conspiracy in most people's minds.
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely.
It's a psyop that is put there with an intent to distract the mind away from, you know, reality, I guess. But unless it is reality, then it's to distract you away from either way, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's
trying to make sure people don't get get pigeonholed into thinking that you're a nutcase conspiracy theory, because that's what, like, the modern civilization's catchphrase is for people who try to think outside the box, basically.
A big reason I don't go with it is, like, I even spend a lot of time, like, not even of disbelief, is just because of the fact of, like, that rabbit hole. Like, once you go in, like, you keep going in, and you go deeper, and then, like, suddenly now there's, like, all this, and then, like, you keep going, and, like, you know, and so it's just, it is distracting, regardless of what's true or not, so it's, regardless of what's true or not, like,
I got extremely stuck in 2020 to 2021, and it was bad.
Do you know how you can spot a brainwashed, zombie?
Is this a joke? Go ahead.
You bring up Flat Earth, and they attack you.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Damn. We'll just get started. Call him a Russian bot and shit.
I'm going to go into the mirror and bring it up and punch myself in the face. Like, in the mirror. Oh, man. Conspiracy realist. That's like a... the sinking floaties. That's it's
what is that, man? That sounds fucking
don't be
it's,
so
an
fine.
It's an oxymoron.
Right, exactly. It's doing the opposite of what it's meant to do.
I'm just thinking of, like, little people drowning. That's fucked up.
if you think about it,
sinking floaties.
Conspiracy theorist. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like they're theorizing a conspiracy, and it is based. It's based on a lot of things.
Conspiracy is different.
Yeah, yeah. That's
wasn't it no different than...
Nobody gets insulted by the phrase or anything like that, because it's sort of the modern catchphrase for it, you know? Like, I don't want people thinking that they're getting pigeonholed as conspiracy theorists just because they're a free thinker, that's all.
Right.
But isn't that the same thing as, like, all right, so marijuana, like, for a certain portion of our history... is looked at as being evil, like that you're going to get madness from it, or you're going to get, like, they use entertainment against it. What's not to say that's the same thing as what you guys are saying, that they're making it seem like, yeah, like propaganda, and like, oh, these people are crazy or whatever.
Well, I actually heard that if you inject one marijuana cigarette, you'll die like within a year.
Oh, shit. Yeah, who told you that, Dave Chappelle?
In the late 60s called Reefer Madness or whatever the hell they called it.
There was
tons of different movies like that, and it's all kind of like, all right, here, push this narrative or whatever shit.
Yeah, the war on drugs fucked a lot of shit up, that's for sure.
That's why I have a problem with modern religion. Like, I'm very spiritual, believe in God, all that stuff, but I don't believe in modern churches, and I say fuck churches most of the time because of stuff like that. How for years the church said it was a sin for people to smoke weed, but now that it's legal in Canada, like, there's churches that support people smoking weed. So how can you stand on one side and then stand on the other side just because the government changed the rules?
Yeah, or like, how do you teach your kids that? How do you teach your kids that? like the kids who are in the middle of like being raised, like, you know, and suddenly it's illegal. It's like, oh well. Anyway, I was just kidding about that. Like, yeah, it's okay now.
Yeah, it's a sin. It's a sin. Oh, it's legal. Oh, it's not a sin. It's not a sin. Sell your weed. Give us half the money from it.
Yeah, Eric, I did see that.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Manchurian candidate.
Freaking Canada, man. Eh?
Oh, absolutely, eh?
Is that really a thing? They just switched up their views just because of that?
Yep.
Well, that 100%. They have to. Like, what are you going to do? You're telling your kids, like, listen, like...
Well, yeah, but I mean... I know, but there's a lot of churches that just, like, they're going to be stuck in their ways no matter what. So it's kind of weird and shit, like... But, no, yeah, I mean, I guess that's just, that's today, right?
Even the government, like, the people in prison, like, people in prison just getting let out. They're like, oh, yeah, sorry. It's legal now.
Yeah, man.
And then all the people that aren't.
There was people going to jail for, like, a fucking nickel bag, which is, like, fucked up.
Right.
Like, yeah, definitely.
At that point, that's not you trying to fucking, trying to sell to anybody. Like, what the fuck, who the hell are you going to sell one nick to? Or, like, yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that were falsely imprisoned. But then, yeah, there's people that fucking were really meaning to distribute and shit, so.
Well, the funny part about in Canada is the big people with the money for the big distribution, those guys never went to jail. It was always the street-level people.
Right.
And if you had an ounce of weed here in Canada, they would divide it all into grams so it would equal out to the most possible highest dollar value for your charges and stuff like that.
Stop it.
So yeah, man. Those motherfuckers have the money for the lawyers. Of course they're not going to go to jail.
I didn't hear about that.
Stop it.
Yeah, like if you got busted with an ounce of weed back in days when I used to do whatever and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, you saw it on
the movie.
They
would take the ounce of weed and they would divide it all into grams and add, like, say, $20 a gram times the whatever grams per ounce, and then that's what your charge would be for how much money of value it will be. That's why a lot of those big weed busts back in the days, it was saying, oh, $18 million. Meanwhile, fucking, it's like maybe $100,000 worth of shit, you know?
Well, not only that, it's to, when they divide it up like that, it's to show that there's an intent to sell.
Yes.
Yeah.
As well, yeah.
I wonder if this is going to be on, like, map quizzes nowadays.
Switch.
What is the minimal amount of weed you can go without getting yourself busted?
Weed sucks, dude. Weed's a horrible.
If dispensary A goes to dispensary B, how far does it take till both of them crash?
Well, see, this is the second time they've done this type of stuff in Canada. A lot of people don't remember around 1993 where they were talking about legalizing weed. All these people registered as growers, and then 6 months later they changed their mind, and then, like, a whole bunch of people got arrested because they admitted to being weed growers.
I didn't even get that kind of a governmental, like, exposure experience, like, in Canada until I went to Los Angeles, and you pay $20 and then you can get glaucoma.
Just
like literally at a couple stores on
Beach.
Like, you're like, here's $40. Like, whoa, you got glaucoma. Like, you got a prescription. You can smoke weed now. And that was the first time I ever saw that. And it's funny, like, now Canada's, like, fully like liberal to it, and the states obviously far more difficult. Like let's say 10 times exactly more difficult, and 50 states. So it's a lot harder to regulate. But Canada definitely changed their stride, and they're changing their stride now, as is the states are leading it with psychedelics. So who knows how long it'll be. Like, look at Oregon. I want to move there now, but like, every drug's decriminalized, and it seems like it'll be like within the next 5 to 10 years, we'll see a lot of especially in the Schedule 3, like Canadian-based Schedule 3 drugs, like all psychedelic drugs will be at least have some sort of a use clinically. Shit, I'm talking about drugs again. It always happens.
It's kind of funny how it always leads to that, eh?
Yeah, I don't know how, it just does.
Shout out to our sponsors, drugs.
I haven't done drugs in 25 years.
Really?
Yeah.
When's the last coffee?
Which in podcast years is 25 minutes.
Well, Well, everybody.
No, yeah, I do drink coffee and I do drink Coca-Cola. I am addicted to a couple things.
You are a drug addict. And you need help.
Yeah. I'm addicted to Dr. Pepper, that's for sure.
Ziller.
But, don't do that. Well, we are, as Eric says, coming up to the top of the hour. I think that's a good time to go ahead and stop. It's been almost an hour and a half. So we did go about a half hour over our intended time. Really, really appreciate everybody coming to hang out with us. This has been one hell of a, I guess you could say, re-kickoff of our
Talk
show.
Talk Hard TCB 2.0.
Yes, there you go.
Reimagining.
Yes. And for anybody
I'm so thankful you guys proved that the Earth's not flat tonight.
Right. Thanks for mentioning that. I was going to come around and say, sure, we didn't change anybody's mind, but if you came in with one theory and are leaving with another, I'd be interested to hear about it. I'm sure I'm just going to be crickets
on that one.
Well, one
theory I'm
going
to look into is Sava's theory of these mountain tree things. I'm really going to check some more of that shit out and do some research on that.
I'm surprised you hadn't heard of that one.
No, it's crazy. I don't know how it happened. It's fucking blowing my mind.
There's a documentary called No Forest on Flat Earth. If you could find it.
Look it up. For sure. I appreciate
there's a bunch of stuff on YouTube, too, that you can find if you just type in tree stumps, giant tree stumps, and mountains.
Yeah, basically.
Imagine tree stumps just, like, changed and just fucked everyone up, like... People start thinking about the tree stumps and, like, everything changes. We're all just like, holy shit, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever you guys, like, visit those porn sites, please don't type that into the chat because it's probably going to bring up some weird shit and nobody wants that.
Well, again, thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it. If anybody has any... closing words, go ahead and speak your piece. Otherwise, I'm gonna go ahead and play a little song, and it's one
you,
that
if
we
you go outside you get two bufo you go outside and get two bufo various for me, I'll pay top dollar with shipping.
Do you say that again?
The toads that are jumping around all over the place where you live.
Oh yeah, yeah,
if you just grab them, I'll pay top dollar. Just wanted to send those to me. I can send you my address.
Thanks everybody for participating in our first re-release of the 2.0 show. Eric, thanks for sending out tweets and stuff. Tears, thanks for coming up. Pine, thanks for coming up.
Thank
Jay Baruchel,
thanks.
Sava, thank you. And to Crazy Lady, even though she's not here, thank you for coming up as well. And Dina Joe for supporting the show, and my friend Melissa for coming on. And it was fucking awesome. I got no other way of saying it. I just shut the hell up, laid back in the cut for a little while there because some smart people were talking, and I just let you guys have at it.
Where are you in Ontario again, Tuttles?
Right by Niagara Falls.
Oh, yeah, it's late there.
Yeah, it's midnight. My wife's waving at me saying, I'm going to bed, so.
Oh, yeah, that's the sign. Appreciate it, man. Thank you, appreciate it.
Thanks, Q, for being my partner once again.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, all right. I appreciate you guys. Look forward to seeing you next week, same time. And, yeah. Y'all come back around the rats.
We have never been accused of being flashy, fancy.
Isn't that cute? Okay, so of course they go to YouTube to play a little Dicky, We Love the Earth. And I get some fucking commercials. Sorry about that, y'all.
Shots to Little Dicky.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all.
Millions in California are dealing with dangers.
Whoa, what is going on here?
That's the Illuminati.
I obviously picked...
that or the Cabal, one of them.
Oh, this is weird. It says it's the official music video, but no, that's not the one.
I'm going to say Cabal because it sounds more sinister. Cabal did this.
Let's see. see if this will do it.
Millions in California.
Oh, maybe it does start out like that. Heat and rapidly spreading wildfires. All right, we're going to go with it.
103 degrees in downtown Los Angeles, 112 in Burbank, as climate change continues to yield record temperatures.
Get out of the road!
Relax, dude.
Haha, it does start like that.
Yeah, the bus overheated or something. What did you just say?
I said pick it up, dork. What? Hey, are you little Dicky?
Yeah. Hello.
Yo, little Dicky, my brother thinks you suck.
Okay, your brother probably sucks. Look at how you turned out. You're a rat.
What
your
is going on?
Your whole household is probably completely mismanaged.
Hey, suck my butt.
It's kind of funny.
Suck your butt? How about you take that perfectly round head and suck my butt? How about that?
Is he gonna play a song? Oh my god.
Yeah, the song will start in about 32 seconds.
Okay.
Thank you, Cubella. This was awesome.
You're
I love
welcome.
This.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Here we go. Oh, he finds a book in the trash. Okay.
What up, world? It's your boy. Just one of the guys down here. Well, I could be more specific. I'm a human. And I just wanted to, you know, for the sake of all of us earthlings out there, just wanted to say.